This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
Imagine struggling with the death of someone you love very much, and then also having to struggle with the fact that a company misplaced their body and you have no idea where they are.
Ooh, that's not going to be good.
That's what this family in Quebec, Canada is going through right now. It's a lady named Miriam, and she is on the hunt for her dad's body, unfortunately, because they were on a family vacation and they were swimming in the ocean when the dad suddenly had a heart attack.
Oh,
and
God.
They had to drag his body to the beach.
Oh, God. Traumatized.
Cover his body up and wait for people to come because they, I guess, being on vacation, they're in Cuba. They wasn't exactly sure what to do. So they called the authorities and just waited for someone to come and get the dad's body. So obviously, vacation is over. And now you have to figure out what do you do on your way back home.
Be pretty jacked up if they just kept on with the vacation.
Keep on swimming, right?
I mean, it's really not much you can do about this.
I mean,
what
are
you
going to
run for?
Non-refundable. Can't get our money back.
Dad, we want this for us.
There you go.
Would you rather be depressed on a beach in Cuba or back in Fresno?
Listen, I would personally want my family to keep on pushing.
Hell,
I mean,
yeah.
It's nothing you can do right now.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I would.
I would want my family to. Yeah,
I would too.
For sure.
Absolutely not.
If you're going to cry tears, do it on a beach. That's the best way to honor me.
Especially if it's the first day of the vacation.
Not with my dead body there. Like, get my dead body home and then go on a vacation afterwards.
Well, your dead body's not there. It's lost.
No, it's not. They pulled it. Well, okay, yeah.
It's not lost yet. Not at this point.
No, if they can't find it, it's lost.
No, it's lost now. But at the point that they put him on the beach, it wasn't lost yet. It wasn't lost until they got back to Canada. That's when the body was lost. So they had to pay the money, which I don't know how this normally works, but I guess they had to pay to make sure that the body was returned to them so that they can have the funeral. So they get back.
They say whenever you fly, more than likely there's a dead body in the underneath.
Right. So I guess it costs about...
Who says that?
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just a statistic, a fact.
I'll
like when you're flying, when you're flying, it's a high percentage that in the underbelly of the plane where all the luggage is, there's a dead body.
Sometimes if there's too much luggage on the bottom and there's a dead body, they'll just put it right next to you. Like in coach. So you think a person is sleeping, but they're not. They're dead.
Dear God. Okay.
They put headphones on them and everything. So you won't know.
I hate everything about this.
So the company, the woman pays the company about $10,000 in order to return the body. And then they go and they set up the funeral arrangements, which I guess all in all cost about $20,000. The poor family is ready to have the funeral within a couple of days. They finally get the casket. They go to view the body. It is a man that is 20 years younger that they have never seen before in their life.
Oh, damn.
That means somebody, not only are they missing a dead body, but whoever's dead body they have, that dead body is missing to somebody.
Exactly. So they now find out who the guy is that was mistaken for the dad, and they're able to get that body to the family of that person. But this woman, this poor family, they still have no idea to this moment where their dad is.
Wow.
And imagine the shock of the other family. Because maybe, what if it was like a switch? Like, they got the dad's body, and they got whoever the younger person's was body. So now they're like, wait a second, did he age in the afterlife?
Well, there's so many questions. Like, obviously, hopefully they got reimbursed that 10 grand that they paid this company because they screwed up.
The company doesn't want to reimburse them yet because they believe that they can still find the body. Now, the funeral, the money that they paid.
I don't care if you find the body. The body you had. I have now seen not one but two dead bodies within a week's time span. You're going to reimburse me because I had to look at another dead body. End of story.
I'm so on the other side of this. I've told you guys before, I'm so practical about death. It doesn't matter to me where my body is. It would matter probably to the people that are still alive
of
where my
course.
Body is.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's not about you.
Just have a party. What do you mean my death is not about me?
It's
exactly. It's not, though.
My death is about
it's
me.
Not. I'm no, dead. It's not.
Your death.
It's not.
Death is never about the person who died. It's no. about the people who are grieving at the funeral, at the cremation, like all that stuff. Cemeteries aren't for the dead. Cemeteries are for the living.
If that was my last story, that they lost Bert's body and we can't find him, it's the most Bert thing ever. I would love that.
You don't even want to look.
It's one. No. It's one hell of a Plotsky. I'm going to give you that.
So, yeah, unfortunately, they have to fight now with the company from Cuba, which is now trying to find the body. And then I guess the funeral services as well, they are saying that we won't make you, like, pay us any more money in the future, but they want to hold the money because I guess in their mind, you're going to have the funeral at some point. So they're fighting to get the money back while also fighting to find their dad.
Damn, I need a follow-up on this, on exactly... I mean, what do you do? Who do you hire? I mean, you're totally in the hands of the company to find it because nobody else can do it for you.
That's what she said. She said we just have to keep going back and forth with this Cuban company of, I guess, where they ship bodies and they're trying to find a body. I don't know how you misplace an entire human body, but it's happened.
It's the Bert Show.
You're on the Bert Show.